Billy, I guess really when you think about it, from the CEO of NCBA to the Ag Commissioner, you had quite a few folks here for this fall board meeting.
Well, we sure did, and I was real pleased with our turnout. I think we had about 115 people in, I think, 41 or 42 different counties, but a lot of information. And Randall, as you know, it's just a lot going on in our industry, and I'm proud that our people are energetic about doing something.
When we take a look at the folks that were here, I know Donna Joe Curtis, president of the Alabama Cattlemen Association this year, was one of the people instrumental in making some individual phone calls and saying, hey, we really want you to get involved in the association.
Yeah, that's true, and it paid off. She just said, you know, I just don't understand a county that's got an association and doesn't kind of get a little excitement and energy. And as you know, that's what it takes to get membership up, to get people involved, to tell us what they think they need and those sort of things. And I hadn't counted on the sign-in sheet, but I know five counties that I hadn't seen here in a long time were here. And that's what it's about. You know, we need those people, our grassroots leaders, to come and certainly hear what the commissioner had to say, all of those different speakers, and then they can go back home and they know firsthand what we're trying to do here in Montgomery.
One issue that you also brought up towards the end of the meeting, you're going to kind of redo the museum. It's been here for a while, aren't you?
Well, and I was real pleased with the excitement of the board, and because it had been a long meeting, you know. But we've been open about 15 years. We've had 8,000 school children come through, and they've wore out a lot of the stuff. So we were trying to look at just replacing stuff that had been worn out. The history line that kind of had the history of the cattle industry, they've just worn it slick, rubbing the hands on it. So we were able to get the original designer, who's one of the real top people in the country, to come down, and the board approved a motion to hire 1717 Design out of Richmond, Virginia, and get it updated, and he's got some real neat ideas. We are very unique. In fact, Randall, one of the guys here from Baldwin County was 12 years ago, was a science teacher, fourth grade teacher in California, and he saw us on the internet. We got a virtual tour of the museum, and he showed it to his fourth grade class in California. So you never know.
Obviously, it's been a big point of not only tourism in the state, in the city, but also a big boost for the Cattlemen's Association in the state.
Yeah, and it's a lot of pride. You know, we are next to the Capitol and the archives, and fourth graders come there. So getting them to come across the street isn't too hard, and they always it makes an impact. And today, as Forrest Roberts said numerous times, we've got to tell the consumer where our food is produced, because there are misperceptions about humane treatment of animals or nutrition and those sort of things. And this is what this story will tell here in the Cattlemen's Building.